You are listening to the official Hitchdivers Cape Town podcast special episode.
Chip-a-palooza.
Chip-a-palooza.
Okay, so food here is totally different than what we were used to eating in Pittsburgh or in the States. And one thing we noticed at the grocery store today is that there are a lot of chip flavors that are totally different than the flavors we're used to seeing.
I had some friends who lived in Japan, and they told me about how Japan has really crazy flavors of chips, like tomato soup flavored chips. I didn't realize that South Africa had that stuff too. But they really do. So what we did is we bought a bunch of snack-sized bags of these weird chip flavors. And we are going to have a live taste test of them and tell you about these different flavors and what they taste like.
I think we should start off with spare rib potato chips from Pick and Pay.
Pick and Pay is the main grocery store chain that we patronize in South Africa.
So this would be like a generic grocery store brand.
It's like, yes, the store brand of the chips. And the cover photo has a very appetizing looking rack of ribs. Not what spare ribs are, mind you.
They have a rack of ribs just like plated on top of a bunch of chips.
On top of chips. Smoky. Basically, it tastes like smoky barbecue sauce. It doesn't taste like spare ribs at all.
I mean, if you jam your nose in the bag, you cannot smell ribs.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like meat. It basically tastes like smoky barbecue sauce.
Smoky barbecue sauce. So, on a scale from one ocean to two oceans, I would give this a one ocean.
I'd give it a large lake.
A large lake. Large lake. Okay, so that was that.
All right, let's move on to the Simba chips. Simba is a snack.
Simba
is a snack food brand here that basically is infringing on Disney trademark by having a Lion King as their mascot. It doesn't. He has a black mane. He doesn't really look like. He looks more like Scar, honestly, than Simba.
Okay.
All right. So this is Mexican chili flavored potato chips.
Flavor, and they spell flavor with a U.
With a U.
Son of a bitch.
But they. One interesting note I want to point out is that these are all called chips. You know, like in British English, you call French fries chips, and then you call potato chips crisps. In South Africa, you call everything chips.
Yeah. Also, I want to note that this is the first time we're trying most of these chips. Okay, so this is a Simba brand Mexican chili flavored potato chip. And let's get real close to the mic to let them hear the crunch, because these are very crunchy chips. Gold glove.
That is a phenomenal chip.
The Simba brand, they're good. Like,
wow.
Mufasa would be proud.
Yeah, Mufasa would part the clouds and show his face to be like, I want one of those chips.
Yeah, it's got a small amount of spice. It has a tiny kick. It's
like
very,
if a
very
baby
little.
Kicked you, a fetus. If a fetus kicked you.
A fetus, it's like an inside kick. Interuterine kick.
And it does vaguely taste like chili.
Vaguely. It's a good chip. Simba's very good at making chips here.
But I don't think I've ever had Simba chips before. The reason this chip is so delicious, the seasoning is fine, but really, that's just such a crisp.
That is a crunch.
Tasty chip.
Yeah, that is a crunch, and it's good. And
let's put those aside and eat them.
We're gonna put this aside. So we're gonna give this.
That gets two oceans. Well,
it's going to get two oceans.
Two oceans and
I was actually going to say, this gives Mufasa, our kingdom is wherever the light touches.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, so that's what that gives.
Okay.
So.
All right, let's do one of the Fritos now. We have tomato-flavored ribbons.
Tomato-flavored. They're, okay, so one thing we should note is that the flavors that a lot of these things aren't just in chips. They're in crackers. There's a lot of like.
You can get little rice pops with all these flavors.
Yeah, so they're flavors.
These are Fritos, so these are corn chips.
Yeah. And from actual Fritos, not trademark infringement.
Oh, no, it's from Simba.
Simba. Oh, okay, Simba.
Simba,
made.
I think, also bought. Simba licensed Doritos and Fritos and Lay's.
Oh, okay, and Lay's. Okay, well, this.
Yeah, all of these are from Simba.
Okay, well, Simba, the Simba brand chips are all delicious.
Okay.
There.
All right, so.
They
ready?
Smell really. You gotta get a whiff of that. They smell tomatoes.
It smells like tomato
soup. It smells like tomato, yeah. All right.
Okay, ready? And it tastes like tomato soup.
It tastes like you dunked it in tomato soup. Yep. So, if you like tomato soup, and Fritos and tomato soup is one of my favorite soup chip combos.
I also really like putting Fritos on top of my chili, which is a trick I learned from Matt Pace, who also introduced me to my husband. So, he knows what I like.
That's true. Tomato soup, yeah, you know what?
It's
an interesting flavor. I thought you were going to like it because you don't like ketchup.
It doesn't taste like ketchup to me. It tastes like tomato soup.
That's true. Well, I mean, yeah.
I think basically if you tossed a bag of Fritos in powdered tomato soup mix, you would have this snack.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't sound very appetizing to you, that's why I only ate two and then put the bag down. All right. Now we're going to
cleanse
our palate with some Castle Light.
Castle Light is the Bud Light of South Africa. But it's 100 times worse than Bud Light. And I like Bud Light.
Yeah, Colin's from St. Louis. I think Castle Light is most similar to Coors Light.
Okay, so Peri Peri. What is Peri Peri?
Okay, Peri Peri sauce is also known as African bird's eye chili. This is all from Wikipedia. It is a kind of chili plant. It's the Swahili word. Pili pili is the Swahili word for pepper.
So it may be peppery, it may be chili-y.
I guess. But basically, there's a fast food chain here, which apparently exists in Canada, but I've never seen it in the U.S., but maybe it's in bigger cities, called Nando's. We haven't been there yet, but Nando's is a place you go to get peri-peri chicken. So I guess it means some kind of spicy sauce.
And it says it's made from mylies.
That's the corn. That means corn.
Corn, yeah. Well, it looks like corn.
I was basing that.
There's a dude rapping too on this, or throwing.
You lie. Oh nope. Yep, there
he's
is.
He's rapping. He's okay. Rapping, or he's getting ready to throw the discus. They smell good. They smell like a normal, but they feel like a hearty chip.
Yeah.
That's a hearty chip.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, wait.
Very mild.
Yeah, what's the flavor?
It basically tastes like a Frito.
It tastes like a Frito. It's a good chip, though. Like, the chip itself is thick and corn delicious.
It's a good Frito.
But it just doesn't taste like anything. I mean, maybe. Even, like, licking it, it's a little salty.
It doesn't leave any dust on your fingers, which is a good thing. But you're also kind of wondering, how are they seasoning this chip if it doesn't have any dust on it?
Yeah. How many Ricky Martins would you give this?
Five.
I was gonna say, I'll give it three Ricky Martins.
Okay. Well, while we're in the chili chapter of Chipapalooza, let's take a bite into the Doritos Late Night All Nighter Chili Ribs flavor tortilla style corn chips. All right, ready?
Man, you know. I don't know. I have to say, right after you do that first swallow and you let it sit in your tongue a little bit, then it's a little spicy. There's like a little spicy.
I was
going to
say,
aftertone.
It's honestly too spicy for me, and I don't really like the flavor. It's too sweet. Yeah, it reminds me of the Doritos back home, the sweet chili ones that I think Stephen Colbert had a deal with or something. That's what it tastes like.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I do like these, actually.
It better than the Doritos Roulette. Remember when we got those?
Did we talk about those?
No, I tweeted about it, and then we were going to podcast about it, but we didn't.
We forgot? Oh, so why don't you mention what that is, because it's too good.
Yeah, I like it better than the Doritos Roulette, which you may remember me tweeting about a few months ago. A Doritos Roulette is a bag of chips, most of which are just the regular nacho cheese flavor of Doritos, which they call something else here. But one in every handful, in air quotes, is super crazy spicy. And when I say super crazy spicy, I mean, like, the kind of thing that as soon as it hits your tongue, you're like, water, water, and you're sweating and crying. And we didn't understand that when we bought it, so, Colin ate a handful and didn't get one of the spicy ones, and I ate a handful and did, and I was like, oh, these are horrible! And Colin's like, you're such a baby.
Yeah, and so then I tried it, and I was like...
Oof. Eventually, Colin was like, oh, wait. And then, like, I actually read the copy on the back, and I was like, oh, it's, like, a weird game of cruelty. Let's move on to the chips I'm probably most nervous about. The Pick and Pay Fruit Chutney flavor potato chips.
And this fruit chutney, this is a flavor in a lot of different types of chips. I mean, this is like...
I don't know what it is. On the cover, we appear to have a picture of a peach and a bowl of brown goop.
Okay, let's just get a whiff of this first.
Okay.
Okay, I did not get a whiff of anything fruity in there.
Nothing in there is fruity. No fruit on the bouquet.
No bouquet of fruit. And we inhaled... Okay, so Robin and I, when we were drinking wine a bunch and, like, joined wine clubs and I bought a bunch of, like, wine-sniffing things, we learned that when you sniff wine, you don't do, like, the real big, like, sniff.
You go.
You do, like, little. And, yeah, you do the little
And you want to kind of hold that air in your throat.
Like the way a dog sniffs at things. And so we're doing that when we sniff. Because we are sophisticated.
We are such sophisticated Chippapalooza-ers.
Yeah, we are. This is Chippapalooza 2012. Okay, one, two, three.
I mean,
there is something sweet going on there.
It's sweet.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It doesn't make me want to vomit. So I'm happily surprised that it doesn't gross me out. I don't want to eat anymore.
I feel like there's a little too much brown goop. They need a little more peach.
Okay.
And then it would be a little better.
All right, well, let's move on to our other pick and pay flavor.
Kim, you're jumping the gun.
Oh.
How many bullets would you give this?
30. I want that dead.
No, bullets are a good thing, Tarrant.
Why are bullets a good thing? You use bullets to kill things.
Okay, so Robin would kill this with 30 bullets, and I would kill it with only one bullet.
Because he's a better shot than me.
No, I'm going on the assumption that we're both expert marksmen. expert. So you would kill it with 30 bullets to make sure that there's nothing left, and I would just shoot it in the middle just to kind of teach it a lesson, and then I would go.
Oh, so
eat
you
it.
Want it to slowly die? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I just wanted to shoot it a little bit so I could eat it. Because if you put 30 bullets in it, there's going to be too much lead. I don't want to eat that. But one bullet, you shoot this with one bullet, I'd be happy to eat it.
I find this scale very disturbing.
This scale? This is the best scale. The bullet
scale. All right,
let's
eat these smoked beef flavor. And on the cover of the smoked beef flavor, there's basically a pile of beef carpaccio with a little sprig of garnish, probably sage. So...
The beef doesn't look like it was smoked. It probably was.
No, it looks like raw beef. That's why I said carpaccio.
That's what... Tear, don't pretend.
Okay.
Okay, so... In the whiff, it smells like chips. Once again.
It kind of tastes like dog food.
It definitely has that flavor of dog food. But if you're like me and you grew up eating dog food to get your dogs to eat more dog food, and because you wanted to see what it tasted like, and because you kind of liked it the first time you wanted to see what it tasted like, it kind of brings me back. It makes me think of Boofy D, my first Super Cute dog. So I'm going to eat more of these.
All right. Anyway, dog food chips, I give them 2 Boofy D paw prints.
I give them 4 Boofy D paw prints because Boofy was the best doggy ever. So, Boofy, you're the best.
Okay, and last but certainly not least, the chips that we are most likely to buy when we stumble past a convenience store when we've been drinking. Lay's Caribbean onion and balsamic vinegar flavor.
And we know, well, okay, yeah, we're going
to... We know what it tastes like. We love these chips. But we're going to give you the full effect. Ready?
Okay, right. So, they have the Lay's super thin chip dynamic, which, honestly, I think that's the biggest issue with Lay's chips, is that they're really thin.
When you say issue, do you mean problem, or do you mean feature?
Problem. I mean,
oh, really?
I mean, they're good, but, like, I like a thicker chip.
Oh. Okay.
But this is personal preference. I, you know, but it's common to the Lay's, the way that they make them. But anyway, they're just really fucking good. I don't know if they taste like olive oil or balsamic vinegar or...
They're not very oniony. They do have that tang of balsamic flavor, which I think is so good.
So the Caribbean onion and balsamic vinegar flavor Lay's potato chips. We definitely give that 7 jump kicks and 3...
4 karate chops.
Okay, 4 karate chops. Okay, I'll go. 4 karate chops. We are in consensus.
So let's wrap up by saying, what bag of chips are you going to finish now that we've tasted all of them?
I'm going to finish all of these.
Okay, well...
I have zero problem with any of them.
I call dibs on the plain Fritos because even though they were super plain, that's what I want to eat after this carnival of flavor. So that's Chipapalooza for you.
Chipapalooza.
And this was fun. These are very salty and fun. So if you enjoyed this roundup, if you enjoyed Chipapalooza, let us know, and maybe we will do another binge eating podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Dude, the flowers here are so cool. And I keep telling Robin that she needs to go buy a bunch of flowers because I feel because the patriarch, don't blame me for patriarch.
Okay, kiss her. Let's wrap this
up. I'm just kidding. We're going to delete all that.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.